Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, who today has no idea that Jimmy Olsen and Lois Lane may have cut out some fancy trouble for themselves. We'll join them in a moment. But right now, Dan McCullough has some exciting news for us.
Say, gang, how many of you have been lucky enough to get a look at a real Army walkie-talkie and see how it operates? Well, I don't imagine many of you have, but here's some exciting news that every one of you will want to hear. Now, you can get a grand cardboard model of a walkie-talkie that really works. That's right. The Kellogg people, makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep, are offering you a swell working model of a walkie-talkie. And believe me, gang, it's one of the most amazing instruments I've ever seen. This Kellogg walkie-talkie is almost a foot high, done in regular Army color, and it has an earphone and mouthpiece built right in. It comes all ready to put together, with full instructions printed right on the mailing envelope, and it's equipped with a strap handle, a tuning-in dial, and two aerial sticks. Besides that, gang, you get a smaller transmitter receiver and 48 feet of communication line so that you can talk and listen to another person while he uses the receiver transmitter. Now, here's how you get one of these wonderful instruments. Send two Kellogg's Pep box tops, along with 10 cents in cash, and your name and complete address clearly printed to Superman, Box 80, that's Box 80, Battle Creek, Michigan. Now, I'll repeat that for you. Send two Kellogg's Pep box tops, along with 10 cents in cash, and your name and complete address clearly printed to Superman, Box 80, Battle Creek, Michigan. You'll be rushed your own model of a walkie-talkie that really works. And gang, be sure to keep on listening, because I've got more important information for you a little later in the program.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Yesterday, as you remember, Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen, disobeying Clark Kent's warning not to leave the hotel in Montreal that night, trailed John Lacey to the cemetery of the Sacre Coeur, where René Lefebvre is supposed to be buried. Since they believe that Lefebvre is the man in the canvas vest who has been transporting gold into the United States, both Jimmy and Lois doubted the story that he had been dead for 2 years. But once inside the cemetery, they discovered a mausoleum bearing Lefebvre's name. Puzzled, they were trying to decide what to do next, when suddenly they heard a voice coming from the mausoleum. Listen.
This will be my last fight. After that, I'll rule the world.
Almost before the echoing voice died, Jimmy noticed a flickering light coming from a small barred window in the mausoleum. Climbing a tree, he crawled out on a branch level with the window, and through the walkie-talkie reported to Lois that he saw three men inside. Suddenly and without warning, the branch began to crack. Frantically, Jimmy tried to save himself, but too late. Losing his balance, he fell head over heels to the ground.
Jim! Oh. Oh. What happened? Are you hurt?
My ankle. Miss Lane beat it. They must have heard me fall. Run. Get out of here as fast as you can.
And leave you alone? Nothing doing. Come on, we'll try it together.
No, I tell you. There's no sense both of us getting caught. I twisted my ankle. I can't move.
Listen. They're opening the door. You've got to try to get up, Jim. You've got to.
No, you.
Come on now. There. You're making it. Lean on me.
Oh, I'm on my feet at least. Oh, one foot.
Which way is the gate?
Here they come. Drop me and run.
No. They've got a flashlight.
Oh, now we're sunk.
Take him up, Myrna. I want to get a good look at his face.
Don't bother. I can get up by myself. Oh.
Well, I thought there was something familiar about you. So you didn't go into the river after all. You and that crack-voiced friend of yours.
No, but it wasn't your fault.
Strange, very strange. Usually my men are thorough.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Escaped from a car at the bottom of a river.
You'd like to know, wouldn't you? Well, try guessing since you're so smart.
Look here, you. What's your game?
It's an interesting question. I'll answer it. I'll answer it because you won't be able to pass the information on once I'm finished with you.
What do you mean?
Oh, don't turn so pale, Miss Lane. It won't be painful.
What won't be painful?
Your departure from this earth. I admit it may be a trifle uncomfortable.
Now, wait. It's one thing to be caught for illegal possession of gold, and it's another thing to be tried for murder.
They'll have to catch me to try me, won't they?
Conceited and arrogant, like all criminals, aren't
you? And with good reason, Miss Lane. You think of me only as a petty smuggler of gold. I am much more than that. Eventually, I will control, and I alone, most of the gold in the world.
Oh, no, I know you're crazy. Most of the gold in the world is in Fort Knox. And even you couldn't get in there. Nobody can.
You think not? Too bad you won't be alive to read the headlines. All right, Myrna. Move the iron shutter across the window. We'll lock it from the outside.
Well, you mean you're going to leave us here?
Yes, that's the general idea. The air in here isn't fresh enough to keep you alive for more than an hour. So I shall kill two birds with one stone. You'll tell no tales, and I will leave no evidence.
But that's you.
Save your breath, Miss Lane. No use arguing with him.
Ready, Myrna?
Ready, Monsieur.
Good. Come along, then.
Goodbye, Miss Lane.
Oh. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey, wait. Mr. Lacey, wait.
Locked in the mausoleum, with only enough air to keep them alive for an hour, Jimmy and Lois are in a dangerous position. Meanwhile, back at the hotel, Clark Kent, wondering why they have not yet returned to his rooms, decides to join them in the coffee shop, only to find it closed. Puzzled, he hurries over to the desk.
Excuse me a moment, please.
Yes, sir?
How long has the coffee shop been closed?
Oh, almost an hour, sir.
An hour?
Yes, sir. It closes at 9.
Well, tell me, did you happen to see Miss Lane and Mr. Olson leave the hotel?
Oh, you mean the American lady and the young man with her?
Yes.
Yes, I believe they went out some time ago. They're in quite a hurry. Possibly the doorman could give you some more information.
All right. Thank you very much. I'll ask him.
Taxi, monsieur?
No, not right now, thanks. I just wondered if you got a taxi recently for an American lady and a young man.
Oui, monsieur, I did. Perhaps an hour ago.
Yes?
They took my brother-in-law's cab.
Oh, well, do you happen to know where they went?
No. There were so many people going in and out at the time that it must have been some distance.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, you see, my brother-in-law, he does not like cruising. When he finishes one job, he comes back here to the hotel and waits till I get him another.
And he hasn't returned?
No. Since he rode away with your friends, I have not seen him. But wait. Even as we speak, he comes, see?
Oh, good.
If you wait one moment, monsieur, I will ask him.
All right. Oh, this is my fault. I should never have let them go down alone in the first place.
My brother-in-law, monsieur. He say he take them to no address definite.
Well, did he say what part of town it was? Any information will help.
Then we are happy to be of service. He said it was in the neighborhood of the Rue Montfort.
Rue Montfort.
If monsieur knows Montreal, that is in the vicinity of the Cathedrale de Sacré-Cœur.
Cathedrale de Sacré-Cœur. Thank you. Here.
Oh, thank you, monsieur. Merci.
Well, at least I've got something to work on. And I'd better not waste any time. Here we are. Shadow of this wall's as good a place as any to get out of these clothes. Make it fast. I told them not to leave the hotel, but of course they wouldn't listen. There we are. That does it. Now to find them.
As Superman. Up! Up! And away! Leaping high into the darkness, Superman goes in search of his two friends, Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen. Will he find them in time? We'll know in a moment. But first, let's hear from our good friend.
Gang, I want to tell you how you can get an exciting model of a walkie-talkie, just like the one Jimmy Olsen has been using. So listen closely. Send two box tops from packages of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep, along with 10 cents in cash and your name and complete address, clearly printed, to Superman, Box 80, that's Box 80, Battle Creek, Michigan. You'll be rushed your own Kellogg walkie-talkie right away. And believe me, gang, you'll be one of the luckiest people in your neighborhood. You see, this grand Kellogg model walkie-talkie is almost a foot high, done in regular army color, and it comes all ready to put together with full instructions for assembling it printed on the mailing envelope. Now, this Kellogg walkie-talkie has an earphone and a mouthpiece built right in, and it comes with a transmitter receiver and 48 feet of communication line. This means that two people can talk and listen over it at the same time. Furthermore, if you get your best friends to send for a Kellogg model walkie-talkie too, you can attach theirs to yours and have a marvelously effective communication system. So, gang, act now, because this offer is good for only a few more days. Send two Kellogg's Pep box tops and 10 cents in cash, along with your name and address clearly printed, to Superman, Box 80, that's Box 80, Battle Creek, Michigan. Hurry, gang, get your own model walkie-talkie while the offer is still good.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Almost three-quarters of an hour has passed since Lois and Jimmy were locked in the tomb of René Lefebvre. Although we know Superman is searching for them, they do not. By now, the air in the mausoleum is stale and dank. Both Jimmy and Lois are drowsy, making desperate efforts to keep awake.
There must be a way out, Miss Lane. There must be. Don't talk, Jim. Every word you speak uses up oxygen.
But you can't just sit here and wait.
Where are you going?
I'm going to try to open the shutter on the window.
But your ankle, Jim. Wait a minute, I'll help.
Maybe you better do the climbing, Miss Lane.
Sure.
Here, I'll prop myself up against the wall like this and lace my fingers together. Then I can boost you up when you step on my hands.
But your ankle will never stand it, Jimmy.
Sure it will. I got my weight on the good foot. Come on, try it.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes. But I can't budge it yet. Set me down. I didn't think it would work.
Me neither. Locked it from the outside.
Jim, I feel faint.
Oh, sit down on the floor, right where you are. Now, put your head down.
It won't do any good. I just can't stay awake.
Wait, what's that?
Just the wind, Jim. Just the wind.
For a minute, it sounded like Superman. Miss Lane, please, don't go to sleep. Wake up. Wake up, Miss Lane. Please don't go to sleep.
Tense and terribly afraid that Lois has lost consciousness completely, Jimmy shakes her and calls to her, desperately trying to keep her awake. Was it only wind that Jimmy heard, or is Superman hovering over the cemetery searching for them? Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode. Tune in, same time, same station. And follow the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.